One of the fundamental laws of physics is that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred from one form to another. This law means that if you measured all the energy in the universe, it would be exactly the same whether you took the measurement now, in 10 billion years, or just after the Big Bang. The total energy of a system is equal to the sum of the kinetic energy and the potential energy. For a machine that converts energy from one form to another, the energy in must equal the energy out. In the case of a kettle, the electrical energy put in is equal to the heat energy transferred to the water plus the sound energy plus the heat energy that is wasted. The momentum of an object is its mass multiplied by its velocity. The change in momentum of an object is equal to the impulse applied to it. Impulse is equal to the force applied multiplied by the time taken. The law of conservation of momentum says that momentum cannot be created or destroyed. In an elastic collision, momentum and kinetic energy are conserved. By the law of conservation of momentum, the momentum before equals the momentum after. By the law of conservation of kinetic energy, the kinetic energy before equals the kinetic energy after. In an inelastic collision, momentum is conserved but kinetic energy is not. So the kinetic energy before does not equal the kinetic energy after. This is because some of the original energy is dissipated, or lost, as heat or other types of energy. An explosion is simply a collision in reverse. Explosions can be elastic or inelastic. The kinetic energy of the fragments of an explosion comes from the internal energy of the system.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!